sounds. This is the sound of happy people this morning, right? Where do these happy people come from?
Jesus!
How many remember that one? Where do these happy people come from?
Jesus!
These happy people come from Jesus.
Every day he more than pleases.
That's where these happy people
come from.
Now let's try that again. Where do these happy people come from?
Jesus!
Where do these happy people come from? These happy people come from Jesus.
Every day
he more than pleases. That's where these happy people come from. Now let's stand up and sing there. Come on. I'm ready to have fun today. I know this is before your time, isn't it? No, you remember it? All right. This is anytime we pull out an old one like this, it's always BR, before Ricardo. Right? And before Cole. That's right. I forgot about that. Yeah. All right, what key is that?
B flat,
okay.
Where do these happy people come from?
Jesus!
Where do these happy people come from? These happy people come from Jesus. Every day he more than pleases. That's where these happy people come from.
Now.
I want to thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for things you have done. I want to thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Praise you, Lord.
Thank you for the things you have done.
Now you've almost got it. You're almost awake. All right.
Well, now, where do these happy people come from?
Jesus.
Where do these happy people come from? Happy people come from Jesus. Every day he more than pleases. That's where these happy people come from. I want to thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Praise you, Lord.
Thank you for the things you have done. I want to thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Praise you, Lord.
Thank you for the things you have done.
All right, give him a praise this morning. Come on, church.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Bless the Lord God.
It's so wonderful to be in the house of God. Amen.
You
know, where brethren
you,
are dwelling
thank you, thank
together.
You.
And you know, we all these scriptures, where two or more gathered in my name, then there I am in the midst of them. Glory to God. Your anointing mixed with your neighbor's anointing, mixed with the neighbor's anointing. And guess what we've got? The power of the Lord. Amen. I know I brought him. Amen, brother. Amen. All right. I've got an awesome word. I think it's all awesome. Anyway, it's just like, you know, whatever song I'm singing is the best song there is. So whichever scripture I'm reading is the best scripture in the Word of God. Amen. And I know you know this, but sometimes we've got to be reminded. I'm going to read Psalm 91 out of the Message Bible. And I want you to know that this is your assurance this morning that everything that God promised is yours. Amen. All right, it says, you who sit down in high God's presence, spend the night in Shaddai's shadow. Say this, God, you're my refuge. Say that. God, you're my refuge. I trust in you and I'm safe. Come on. I trust in you and I'm safe. Well, that's right. He rescues you from hidden traps. He shields you from deadly hazards. His huge outspread arms protect you. Under them, you're perfectly safe. His arms fend off all harm. Fear nothing, not wild wolves in the night, not flying arrows in the day. And you know who that's referring to. All right. Not disease that prowls through the darkness, not disaster that erupts at high noon. Even though others succumb all around, drop like flies right and left, no harm will even graze you. You'll stand untouched. Watch it from a distance. Watch the wicked turn into corpse. Yes, because God's your refuge. The high God, your very home. Evil can't get close to you. Harm can't get through the door. It would be like Lester Sumrall. The devil came into his bedroom one night and moved his bed. He woke up, realized what had happened. Instead of running in fear and rebuking him, he said, all right, devil, put my bed back where you found it and leave me alone. That's what Psalm 91 says right here. Amen. You won't fear. Evil can't get close to you. Harm can't get through the door. He ordered his angels to guard you wherever you go. And if you stumble, they'll catch you. Their job is to keep you from falling. You'll walk around unharmed among lions and snakes and kick young lions and serpents from your path. Now, that doesn't mean that we're going to pull out the snakes in a minute and we're going to start playing with them. That just means if I'm walking down the road and come up on something like that, that I can go, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus and my Father, God, and angels encamped around about me. Amen? But anyway, you'll walk unharmed among lions and snakes and kick young lions and serpents from the path. If you'll hold on to me for dear life, says God, I'll get you out of trouble, any trouble. Wow. Did you hear that? You believe that, brother?
Amen.
Come on, give me a testimony.
God is great, guys. I'd like to thank the Lord today. Last week, I had some problems come up in my past, and I did a little time in jail. But you know what? Through God and through my wife's faith, I'm here to see y'all today. Praise God.
And you know why? Listen, I want to tell you something, and let me tell you this. All the past has got to be settled. That doesn't mean it's not forgiven. But every little thing that the enemy can bring in, as it comes up, God will deal with it and you deal with it. Because, see, it's already forgiven. But it's all got to be dealt with. Amen. Come on now. I tell you what, if you don't deal with your past, 20 years down the road, something will come up. And that thing will crop up. Now, I've said this before. There was a man in this church that quit drinking. And 20 years later, we were praying. And just practicing, just believing God and praying. And somebody was to pray over here and act like they were delivering him from alcoholism. And he got to weeping. You know why? He'd never been delivered from it. Now, I'm telling you something. As something crops up, deal with it. So that 20 years down the road, when you should be ministering to somebody else, you'll be able to minister to them because you've dealt with those issues in your past. Can I get an amen on that?
Amen.
All right. Now, let me read this again. Sorry, I got off track here. If you'll hold on to me for dear life, says God, I'll get you out of any trouble. I'll give you the best of care if you'll only get to know and trust me. Call me and I'll answer. I'll be at your side in bad times. I'll rescue you, then throw you a party. Woo! Well, isn't that scriptural? Isn't that what the Father did for his son? He threw him a party instead of grieving. I'll give you a long life and give you a long drink of salvation. Kenneth Hagin was dying, and the word of the Lord came, and they'd already planned it. He could hear him plan his funeral, and he couldn't do a thing about it. He had 7 things wrong with him, and any of them could have killed him. He was dying. He was a young man, 17, something like that. Heard him plan his funeral, and he wanted to say, his spirit and his mind could hear, and he wanted to say, I'm not dead yet, but he couldn't respond to him. See, you need to watch what you say in front of people that you think don't know anything, because they do. Those spirits are alive. Anyway, that's another little sermon, all right? Anyway, he said all of a sudden, and all these thoughts of dying was coming to him, and the scripture verse, he said, I didn't know where it was. He said, I didn't even realize I knew it. It said, with long life will I satisfy you. And he said he heard it again.
It's appointed unto man once to die.
It's appointed unto man once, yeah, and the devil came to him and said, yeah, but you know the scripture says it's appointed unto man once to die. And then that scripture came back, help me, pastor. And he said, but with long life, I'll satisfy you. The end result was Kenneth Hagin got up out of the bed, walked around, totally surprised everybody. He asked for something to eat first, I think. And that's scriptural too in the Bible. Whenever Jesus would raise people from the dead or they were sick and he would pray for them, he'd say, you know, they'd start eating or something. Anyway, so he ended up, how old was he when he went to be with the Lord? He was in his 80s, 84, 85, something like that. Anointed man of God, that the message of faith was brought back in to the body of Christ. Amen? Why? Because, say, with long life,
I'll give you.
Amen. Glory to God. Let's praise him this morning. I told you I was ready for this.
Display your glory. They tell of your glory. will sing it out. Oh, we will sing it out. For we have seen the greatness of your glory be revealed.
And we have seen all that you've done. And we will not be still. We will cry out to you. Your loving kindness and your truth, it has delivered us. You have delivered us. Great is your glory, Lord. When nations learn of your ways, they will bow down to you. We will bow down. Mystery of your saving grace, shine your light into the darkness. For we have seen the greatness of your glory be revealed. For we have seen all that you've done, and we will not be still. We will cry out to you. Your loving kindness and your truth, it has delivered us. You have delivered us. Great is your glory, Lord. When nations learn of your way, they will bow down to you. We will bow down to you. Truth, it has delivered us. You have delivered us. Great is your glory, Lord. When nations learn of your ways, they will bow down to you. We will bow down to you. We will cry out. Glory, Lord.
Glory to God. Oh, we praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Great is the glory of the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Our message is the glory of God and how much He loves you. Amen. Our message is not you old sorry thing, you. You know you are. No, most people, you know, they don't need to be told how bad they are. They need to be told you got hope. God can deliver you from any trouble. God can get you out of any mess because He loves you. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Let's praise Him. His love endures forever.
Amen.
Glory to God. Praise you.
Give thanks to the Lord, our God and King.
His love endures forever.
For He is good, He is above all things.
His love endures forever. Sing praise, sing praise.
With a mighty hand and outstretched arm,
His love endures forever.
For the life that's been reborn,
His love endures forever. Sing praise, sing praise, sing praise, sing praise.
Forever God is faithful, forever God is strong. Forever God is with us,
forever and ever.
Forever God is faithful, forever God is strong. Forever God is with us, forever. From the rising to the setting sun, His love endures forever. By the grace of God we'll carry on, His love endures forever. Sing praise, sing praise, sing praise, sing praise. Forever God is faithful, forever God is strong, forever God is with us, forever and ever. Forever God is faithful, forever God is strong, forever God is with us, forever and ever, forever.
Are you ready now, church? Come on, let's declare.
His love endures forever, His love endures forever. 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 Sing praise. Sing praise. Sing praise. Forever you are faithful, forever you are strong, forever you are with us, forever and ever. Forever you are faithful, forever you are strong, forever you are with us, forever and ever. Forever you are strong, forever you are with us, forever and ever. Forever you are faithful, forever you are strong, forever you are with us, forever and ever, forever.
You tell us what you've been learning about God's love.
I've been learning that God's love, you'll never fathom the awesomeness of it. And He's not just sitting around waiting for you to mess up. He's not mad at you for anything you've done. All you have to do is accept His love. And it covers anything, past, present, or future.
That's right.
You are delivered. You are ready to walk with Him, and all you got to do is try. That's it. And all you got to do is accept it. It's right there. Just grab it. Just grab it and understand it. As much as your mother loves you, it's even more. It is so much more, and it is amazing. You don't feel worthy? I didn't feel worthy. I do now. And,
amen.
And He proved His love to me over the weekend. Within 2 days, He blessed me with the money to bring my husband home, to have a ride all the way to Henderson, and to make it back home. In 2 days, I don't have a job. Where'd the money come from? It came from Him just because He loves us, and He knows that we love Him. And that's why He made us.
Amen.
Our whole existence is for Him to love us and us to love Him back.
Amen.
Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I just want to say that I got a little message from Libby one Sunday, and she said, I need to talk to you. Said, I'm having a rough time. And Jeff said, I need to come talk to you. And Pastor said, old stuff from the past and how she was abused and told, you know, you're not going to amount to anything. You're not worthy. And I recommended that she listen to something. I said, now before you come and talk to us, you go listen to a series of tapes by Andrew Womack on the love of God. Well, I don't think she needs to come and see us now. Lots of times, if you'll get in the Word or if you'll start listening to something, you won't need as much counseling or talking
Amen.
As you think you might need.
Amen.
Because the Holy Spirit will talk to you.
Amen.
I'm not against
Amen.
That. And we're here for that. But I'm just saying sometimes you limit yourself so much if you would just dig a little bit. Just dig a little bit. Glory to God. You know what? Jesus Messiah. Name above all names. Blessed Redeemer. Emmanuel. Amen.
He became sin, the one who knew no sin, that we might become his righteousness. He humbled himself and carried the cross. Love so
Jesus Messiah.
Wait till the end of the service to do this. Why not enjoy the complete service by giving your life to Jesus? I want everybody to bow their heads. Please bow your heads. If you have never accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior and said, you know, I believe in my heart that God raised him from the dead. I believe that he is Lord, that Jesus is Lord, and he died on the cross for me. If you say, I've never really done that, but I want to do that. Would you raise your hand? Hallelujah. Everybody's eyes are closed and we're just worshiping the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, there may be somebody listening then, or somebody going to listen. And you don't need to wait another minute to accept this wonderful grace of Jesus Christ, this marvelous love. And all you got to do is Romans 10, 9, and 10. You can look it up if you want to. It says, if you believe in your heart that God raised Jesus from the dead and confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, guess what?
Thank you, Lord.
You shall be saved. Hallelujah. Jesus Messiah.
Name above all names, blessed Redeemer, Emmanuel. He's the rescue for sin.
Right now, it's easy to worship God. We're all together. But you know, there's a worship deeper than what we hear with our ears in this church this morning. There's a worship that comes from the inside of you. And sometimes we get so tied up and caught up in stuff. The Bible says that the cares of this life come and try to choke things out. But what you need to do is say, God, I'm going to worship you from my heart. It doesn't matter what's going on among anybody else. Hallelujah, I'm going to worship you.
Shoto bakata yesetele landa baidea nemedai sta set pasalani de kante lelema madre mesele lemano nukai sta sta bla kololo bale adala itu aitai tala lamanda mili aler manono kuso tale ko Pati malani anche tol bale adala wata ke teleleo. If you will reach deeply into yourself, says the Lord God, and draw from you that living water, then it will overflow. It will overflow upon you and upon those around you. And you will find that my grace is sufficient. For I have provided all that you need. And in me, You shall find strength. You shall find peace. You shall find joy. You shall find fulfillment. For I, says the Lord God, can take that which is limited and make it limitless. What you have can flow to the world if you will release it, says the Lord God.
I want to share something real quick, just as what you say in the overflow. Something simple that happened at work the other day. We come into work. I love my job. We listen to music. Well, that day we had to come in early and I had to do inventory, and it always stresses me out because everything's got to be in perfect place for our audits and everything. And I had a girl come in to help me. Well, I was in the office and I was making the schedule out. And so she told one of the other workers, she said, "We're listening to Christian music today." She said, "We need some Jesus up in here." That's what she said. So I didn't pay any attention to it. I was typing on the computer and doing my job. Well, I come out and I heard the Christian music. I was like, "Oh, well, that's nice." So we go on and we open the doors and whatever. And how great is our God? Come on. Well, all of a sudden I hear this little voice over here. She starts singing. Then down here, another one starts singing. And I thought, well, I might as well too. So I started singing. The whole atmosphere of our entire store changed. So as the day went on, we never changed it. We usually change the music at least 10 times during the day. We never changed it. It stayed on the station until the next day. But as that day went on, we had customers come in, and they would start singing, and we would be singing. And the little girl that put it on, she'd be doing her little work, and she'd be singing, I don't know, Casting Crowns Come On or whatever. And then her customer would be singing. And then Trace would be at the end, and he would be doing his, and he'd be humming along and singing. And then by the end of the night, our customers, everybody was singing. And it's that overflow of what's in your heart overflows to that next person.
Amen.
To that next person. That's a simple way of just going and asking someone, "Do you know Jesus?" They're seeing Jesus in you. It's simple. It's simple. It's living it out every day.
And not one customer that came in that store that day complained.
I'll bring you more than a song, for a song in itself is not what you have required. You search much deeper within, through the way things appear, you're looking into my heart. I'm coming back to the heart of worship, and it's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus. I'm sorry, Lord, for the thing I made it, when it's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus. King of endless world, no one could express.
bring you more than a song. For a song in itself is not what you have required. You search much deeper within. Through the way things appear, you're looking into my heart. I'm coming back to the heart of worship, and it's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus. I'm sorry, Lord, for the thing I made it. When it's all about you, it's all about you, Jesus. I'm coming back to the heart of worship, and it's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus. I'm sorry, Lord, for the thing I made it. When it's all about you, it's all about you, Jesus. I'm coming back to the heart of worship, and it's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus. I'm sorry, Lord, for the thing I made it. When it's all about you, it's all about you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Amen. You may be seated for one more song. I'm gonna ask the ushers to pass out. I forgot to warn them. If you got a prayer request, back there is a symbolic of the cross, and it says, Dare to Believe. And if you feel like, as an extra step to boost your faith, to give it to God, write that request down. And during this song, sometime just take it back there and hang it on the cross and leave it. Don't go out of here with it on your shoulder anymore. Amen. When you go out of here, when it comes to you, you start thanking God for taking care of the situation in your life. Amen. Yes. Just a minute. I just want to thank God. Thank you for that prayer. We have another situation. One of the great grandkids.
Yeah.
See? You know, guys, this is the first time. I got a big mouth. This is the first time in a long time that I sing so much. I sing so much that the Sundays that I'm to do a special, sometimes I feel like that, well, you know, all I sing is special, and it's to Him. But this morning, it was different. I got up, now what am I going to do, Lord? And He said, well, you take these three, and then you can determine from there. And so, what I'm about to do is a song that I learned a long time ago. And Nana asked me what I was going to do this morning before she did any of this. And I said, well, I don't know. You know, and I didn't, not until she read her scriptures for this morning. And when I sing this song, y'all understand that, okay? But I will say this. This whole service so far, to wrap it all up in a nutshell, so no matter what problems you got, let it go. Amen. Let it go. Let God deal with that. Y'all can't handle it. But I know somebody can. I'm going to tell you something, brother, man. I've been where you've been. And a lady told me a long time ago, said, the good Lord will restore what the cankerworm's eaten. I'll never forget that. Something so simple. So you just hang in there, baby. You're all right. And I can promise you that. All right, go ahead, Dad, before I start running my mouth. Nah, it's all right. Hallelujah. You remember that? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I couldn't seem to fall asleep. There was so much on my mind, searching for that peace, but the peace I could not find. I kneel down to praying, help me please. But He said, you don't have to cry, 'cause I'll supply all of your needs. As soon as I stop worrying,
how the story ends.
Let go.
Let go.
He's the only one who can handle it.
Let go.
let God.
Let God.
He can handle it all, yes,
let
He can.
Go.
Let God.
Let God.
With tears in your eyes.
Let God.
Let God.
Because
He feels your pain.
Let God.
And He knows your heart.
Let God.
He knows your issues.
Let God.
And He knows your struggles.
Let God.
So let go.
Let go.
And let God.
Thank Him one more time. Amen.